Bucks have gone west in search of road points with the first stop in the desert southwest as they take on the Arizona Coyotes for the last time in this building. And with thousands of Blackhawks fans on hand, this last hurrah could be a memorable one for all, including the guy that's going to play his 1,000th NHL game, former Hawk Andrew Ladd. Kane in the left wing corner sends a puck out to the right point now. To Jones, to Strom, to DeBrincat, left circle, he pops it on goal, and Vemelka makes an outstanding save. He had to move from the center of the crease over to the right post and get his pad on that shot. That looked like it was going to be a goal. Nick and I both kind of had our hands in the air. But what a save by Vemelka. Johnny Toews wins a draw from Phil Kessel to McCabe. He put it to the doorstep. They score! It's Jake McCabe at the last second, tapping one home. He had Tyler Johnson and Jonathan Toews on either side of the crease. And the goaltender, Vemelka, spat the rebound out. McCabe went right to the top of the crease and knocked her home. It's 1-0 Hawks. Johnson put the puck in front. Kubalik shoots. He scores! Dominic Kubalik on the third Hawks attempt. Toews got the first one. The puck ricocheted over to Johnson. He got away a shot. That was knocked in behind the Coyote net, but Johnson hustled to get it, and he put the puck out in front. And this one deflects to Kubalik, who hammers it home. It's now 2-0 Hawks. Ladd fires from the right circle, turned wide. Now Lankinen following up, and a shot from right in front, they score. It's Barrett Hayton as Lankinen went down in this goal crease on his side, tried to stack the pads to make the save, and it looked like one of the Coyotes gave him a poke as he was down there. And this puck ends up rolling over the goal line and into the net. Here now behind the net. DeBrincat fed the slot. Vlasic a long shot. They score! And that might be Alex Vlasic's first goal. It looked like it was deflected in front of the net. I believe this is Vlasic's first National Hockey League goal. Yes, it is. Patrick Kane will dig it out of the net. And the Hawks retake a two-goal lead at 3-1. Don't punch him up on the bench there, Alex. Good boy. Fed it down the right wing side for Galchenyuk. Galchenyuk sends it back to Kessel, who fires it in front. They score! It's the first National Hockey League goal for the youngster Nathan Smith of the Coyotes. He went to the front of the net. Kessel's shot was stopped by Lankinen. And Nathan Smith was right there to slap it in behind him. And that's his first NHL goal. Makes the score 3-2 in favor of the Hawks. Schmaltz took the puck away at the line. Now Stroman in the slot. Shoots and scores! Anton Stroman was wide open in the slot in the Hawks zone. A turnover at the blue line turns into a great chance for the Coyotes, and the veteran Stroman makes it count. We're tied up at 3 now with 6:17 left in the third period. Strom over the Coyote line to Kane, right circle, to DeBrincat, left circle, shoots! Oh, what a save by Vemelka! He slid across the crease and got in front of that and just took a goal away from Alex DeBrincat. Patrick Kane over the Coyote line on the right wing. He'll cut across the high slot, leave it for DeBrincat, back to Kane. He shoots it. Vemelka was able to get the glove on that. Kane got it back, put it in front of DeBrincat. He shoots, he scores! Number 40 of the season for the Cat. And the Blackhawks win in overtime 4-3 here in Arizona. You just had a feeling coming into the night that Alex DeBrincat was going to find the magic mark of number 40. And he was set up by Patrick Kane at 5:24 of overtime. And DeBrincat pounds number 40 in behind Vemelka for the game-winning goal. And the Blackhawks will play their final game in this building and exit with an overtime win 4-3 off of a DeBrincat overtime goal.